not really want to have this podcast go this way. I like told myself, like, you know what, today's podcast is gonna like do a Q&A, or I'm gonna like talk about hot topics, like about what's going on in the celebrity world or just in general hot topics, like kind of think about what it really is like. But then I was like, today has just been a day, and honestly last night I wanted to say so much to you guys, but I couldn't because I was like, I just don't want to talk about it, I want to stay private. But this is my podcast, and I want to be real with you guys, always blunt, honest. I don't want to keep too much hidden, because I think with me telling my stories, I can help other people out there. And last night, I was commenting and saying things like, oh, well, I'm at a crossroads with a lot of people in my life. I don't know if certain people can be in my life or not, or whatever. So, long story short, guys, being in my relationship for 2 years, I've learned, like, so much about myself, much about my boyfriend, but I've also learned that throughout the 2 years that I've lost a lot of who Sherelle used to be. I used to be outgoing, used to want to go places, I used to want to put my makeup on, dress all cute, you know, be girly, and make sure my hair was always done, going out constantly, having a good time, and doing life. And it just hit me, like, I'm driving today to the bank to put some money in my account, I'm just like, Sherelle, you've really lost yourself. Like, who are you? Like, you don't go out anymore. You don't have fun anymore. You don't do anything that you used to do. A lot of my 2 years with my boyfriend was spent trying to, in a sense, make him my world, in a sense, make sure that he was always happy. And, you know, he said, oh, I like you better without makeup, so I stopped wearing makeup. He said, I kind of feel like for him, he's not the person that's going to go to the clubs, and that's fine, because I'm not a club person either, but he doesn't like to go out as much. And I used to, like, you know, in all my other, you know, past relationships and just in general, before I met him, I would go out all the time, and I had a good time, and I did all kinds of stuff, go to bars, go to clubs, I would go to, like, shopping, just all kinds of stuff. I was always doing something, but I was never just the type of sitting out. And I feel like after having my daughter, you know, a lot of that, you know, I gained weight and all those things happened. But then through all that, of course, I met him. And I just thought that, you know, darn it, he's the one. He's the one. We can make this. We can do it. We can do it. And now I'm sitting here like, I don't know what to think anymore, guys. Like, I'm trying to cry. Because in no way in shape am I making this podcast to, like, bash him or make him look like he's a bad person. Because he's not. He's a good guy. But it's just like, I've come to, like, this conclusion where it's like, you know what, Sherelle? You really have to start putting you first. You really have to start making sure you're good. Stop making sure everybody around you is good, but you're not good. You're not doing well right now. You know, and for 2 years, I have done that. You know, and of course, my daughter will always be the main person, the first person in my life besides God. But I feel like I spent so much time just being loyal, being, what's the word, guys? Like, being loyal, being like, just, I can't even think of a word right now. I'm trying not to cry, guys. I'm really trying. Like, it's hard, though. I'm struggling a little bit, so bear with me. But, like, I spent a lot of time just being so dedicated to him and making, like I said, making him my world. And then it's like, lately, everything with us has been so off. Like, we haven't been getting along and arguing a lot. I haven't been happy. He hasn't been happy. And it's like, where do we go from here? And then he sent me a text and he's like, oh, well, we need to figure out what we're doing. And I'm just like, I mean, I've always wanted to save my relationship. I've always fought for us, no matter what we've gone through, we've made up, we've been good. But you ever just get to that point where you think, like, this is it. This is it. Like, I don't think we're going to make up this time. I don't know. I don't know. It just doesn't, it feels different, you know, and you have that goodbye, and you just, like, sorry, guys, I'm, like, getting a little emotional, I'm sorry, but you just know it's over, you just feel that goodbye, like, you don't think this time you're gonna come back from this, and that's how I'm feeling. Like, I love him so much, like, he's been great with my daughter, he's not even her biological father, but he's been, like, great with her, he's amazing with her, he's, like, just in general, you know, he's been here, and he's met my parents and my family, and they like him. You know, we've been in a long distance relationship for 2 years, and the distance is not really what's breaking us apart. It's more so just like, well, I won't lie. Like, a part of me is like, we have been at this crossroads of like, okay, who's going to move where? Are you moving here? Am I moving there? But it's not just the distance. I don't think that's not what's breaking us apart. It's just all the arguments lately and the just not being sure of like what he wants. I think he has always, in my opinion, had one foot in and one foot out. I don't think he's at this place where he's ready to be a father for this my daughter. And like I told him, that's fine. You don't have to do that because I'm not asking you to be a father. She has a father. I'm not asking for a lot from him. You know, for me, I was honest from the beginning when we started dating 2 years ago. I said, you know, I want marriage. I want another kid. And I want to live together at some point. I don't think he wants those things. He says to me, oh, you're rushing. I don't feel like I'm rushing into anything. It's been 2 years. Like, we'll be together 3 years next year if we make it that far. And I feel like, for me, I just wanted to know that we're on the same page. I don't know if it's age gap because my boyfriend is 28. I'm 30. Maybe he's too young and he's just not at the same space as me. But he's never openly said that. And then my mom, you know, she'll say things like, well, you know, he is younger than you. And maybe he's just not ready, or maybe he just doesn't want to tell you because he doesn't want to hurt you. And I'm just like, Mom, if he just told me these things, I wouldn't be hurt because I want honesty. But I feel like he can't give me that, or maybe he's scared to give me that. I don't know, but we're just at this crossroads. And I'm like, what the hell do I do now? Because I just sent him this long 3-page message. He probably's going to kill me because he hates long messages. Don't even know if he's read them yet. But I just told him, like, you know what? I can't keep, you know, the back and forth and all these things. But I can't keep doing it, you know, as much as I love him. And I told him I always have loved you. I always will love you. But I can't be the one fighting for the relationship and feel like in the end, like, you're not fighting. You don't want what I want. You know, it's ultimately, it's tough. It really is tough because it's like, I'm in this process right now of, like, fighting with myself because I don't know what to do. I feel like, what do I do? You know, the old me would have been like, let's just run after him and let's fix this. But it's like, how many times can you keep running behind somebody to fix something and the same problems keep occurring, well, reoccurring, and you're just like, what the hell am I supposed to do now? So I feel like for me, it's like, I want to get back to who I was before all this. Like, I want to be that fun, outgoing girl that used to go out. Well, I was never really, well, yeah, I would say I'm outgoing to a certain extent. But, like, I just want to get back to who I was. I feel like I don't want to feel like I've wasted 2 years of my life on the wrong person, but at the same time, I don't want to say it was wasted because it was a beautiful 2 years. We had our moments, but it was a good 2 years. But now I'm just stuck because I don't know what to do. You know, I don't know, guys. I'm telling you guys this because I know someone out there, woman, man, whoever, somebody can relate. You know, everyone's gone through, like, breakups and situations, but no, I don't know what's going to happen next, but I just wanted to talk about it because it's like, I wanted to talk about it last night, but then I was like, no, don't talk about it. You know, let's just keep this podcast in a different direction. But then today I'm like, no, I'm going to talk to my viewers and my listeners because I want you guys to know that my life is not perfect. I'm human just like everybody else. I go through things, I deal with things, and it is what it is. But, you know, and just my anxiety today has been on an all-time high, so that's not really helping. So, you know, the story I told you guys last night about my coworker, I'm going to throw this in here too. So I'll be going in and off topic, so bear with me. But, so yeah, basically, me and her basically talked it out after talking to my manager, and she apologized and everything. Needless to say, I don't trust her, but we do have to work together, so we'll be cordial and we'll just leave it there. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But, you know, so that situation kind of had me all over the place. And, you know, I'm trying not to think about that situation. All I can do is let that situation go because I have other things I got to worry about. I got to make my money and do what I got to do. So I can't, you know, be too worried about a coworker at this point because it's like, I'm there to do my job, you're there to do your job, and we got to go home to our families or whomever we live with or whatever. So I can't stress over that. I'm just glad that situation is resolved in a sense. And I now know that, you know, you just can't trust everybody. Just keep your distance. You know, we're going to have a working relationship, and that's it. It is what it is. But moving back to what I was saying. So, I don't know, guys, but it's just been, I don't know. I just feel kind of heartbroken to a certain extent because I just don't know what to think. You know, I don't know. And then when you don't get that text back right away, you think, oh, did he even read it or did he even care enough? Like, But my boyfriend sucks at texting, so I know he's probably redheaded or whatever, and he's not responding. He also has very bad signal at his house, so I don't know. But that's not the point. You know, it's just... You know, for me, it's like, if you're in a relationship, this is for, like, men and women. I just want you guys to know, like, never lose who you are for that person. Always stay true to you and get somebody that loves you and accepts you for you. You know, do what's best for you. Do what makes you happy, but don't feel like in the process you have to lose who you are for them or you have to change or things are just different. So I don't feel like that. And then my mom is like, well, you know what? My mom is like literally in her 50s. She still goes to dances. Where I live, like, they throw dances and parties. My mom still goes, but she's not, like, a drinker or nothing like that, guys. Don't get any ideas. I don't have a party mom. But every once in a blue moon, she goes out with her girlfriends, and they go to, like, dances and stuff like that. They have a good time. They always go out. And she's like, why don't you just start going out? I'm always inviting you. I'm like, Mom, I don't want to be, like, the youngest one with your friends. I don't want to be, like, out of these dances. And it'd be nobody my age but old people. Like, no. And she's like, you never know. It's like, I've seen people there your age, so I'm like, I don't know. But, you know, this weekend, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to, like, start going out more, start having fun, start, you know, hopefully seeing my friends more and just getting out more, just enjoying life and not allowing all the other things in my life to take over. You know, it's important that that's what I do. It's important that I don't allow a man to take over who I was before him. So, this weekend, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to Olive Garden and eat dinner with my mom and my daughter. We're going to go shopping. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm not going to think about all the drama and all the things that happened. I mean, because right now, I'm not going to lie, guys. I feel broken, but I'm not going to, like, allow that to have too much effect on me. I do feel broken. I'd be lying if I said I didn't, but no matter how broken I feel right now, sad, depressed, and emotional, and anxiety-ridden that I am right now, I'm not going to allow that to take me over. And I don't know. I definitely will keep you guys posted on what happens. I don't know if we're going to stay together or not. And like I said, this whole podcast is not to bash him because he's not a bad guy. It's just to really tell you guys some of the things I've been going through. Kind of want to keep hitting, but at the same time, like, you know what? I'm not going to keep this hitting. I'm going to talk to my viewers and my listeners because I want you guys to know, like, know where I'm at and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I don't know, guys. With all that being said, it's just like, you know what? But I don't want to even focus on that anymore because I want to stay positive, kind of, sort of. I just don't want to focus on, like, that situation anymore because I don't want that to have me crying and stuff and getting all emotional. Woo! But I'm glad I got it off my chest and I talked to you guys about it because I'm feeling a lot better. I am craving Taco Bell, guys. Is that wrong? Like, I'm literally about to go to Target, and there's, like, a Taco Bell in the shopping center or near it. And I really want Taco Bell. Well, I want some fries. I didn't have a good lunch today, guys. Like, I literally, what did I have for lunch today? My lunch was just a bag of baked Cheetos. Because I was like, I'm not going to pack a lunch today. I'm not going to go get fast food. I want to save my money, and now I'm starving. And I'm like, somebody get me some food. Yes, I'm starving. I think I might go to Taco Bell when I leave Target. I don't know. I'm trying to be on a diet, and I've been doing so well, but it's like, I'm so hungry right now, and if I keep looking at the Taco Bell sign, I'm going to, like, please, I'm going to just cave. But, yeah, so I don't know. But, I'm just going to move on. I know I said I was going to do hot topics, but what the hell? Why not? Because I want to just talk about some other things. So, whatever, you know. Lately, my podcasts have been, like, 20 minutes long, so maybe we're not going to talk about some other things. I don't want to end this at, like, 14 minutes. So, anyway, let's talk a little bit. Has anyone been on, like, Twitter and seen all that, like, drama with Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill going back and forth with each other because he commented on a meme or something of her new husband? I was just like, that is the most pettiest thing in the world. Like, I don't know. And the thing is, it's crazy. It's like, these are two grown adults. Like, I'm not mad. Nicki Minaj, she's been looking cute lately in her Instagram pictures. But at the same time, I'm like, girl, you're married now. You're happy. Why are you even wasting your time going back and forth with Meek Mill? Enjoy your marriage. Be happy. He's not worth it. And honestly, he's moved on. I think he has a new girlfriend. He has a new life. And everybody, I'm sure, in the world commented on that picture. Because it's Meek Mill, we got to make it a big deal. It's not that deep. And I feel like everything that happens does not need a reaction. Like, when will these people learn? It's like, how old are you? And then they're going back and forth on Twitter like we're in, like they're high school kids or something. And I'm like, seriously? Like, is it really that serious? Like, Nikki, relax. It is not that deep. And then I was like, I know a lot of people have been talking about Lizzo and all that negativity she's getting about her weight. So that's been kind of something I've been thinking about too. But it's like, I feel so bad for her. I think she has a beautiful personality. I love her music. I think people need to back off. Everyone was on Julian Michaels because she made a comment about her weight. And I understand Julian Michaels was making the comment because she is a health person and she's a fitness instructor. So, of course, she wants to be healthy. But I feel like in the same token, I think Julian just should have not said anything at all. Like, it's just like, you know, that saying like your mom said, you have nothing nice to say. Don't say anything at all. I think Julian should not even commented on that. She should have let it go. It was too much. Like, let it go, boo. It ain't that deep. But, yeah, she shouldn't even gotten to all that. But anyway, Lizzo, I love you. I love your music. I think you look good, you know. And, you know, not everybody that's big is unhealthy. Not everybody that's skinny is healthy. So, hey, you know, let that girl live and do her best life. Live her best life, you know. If there's an issue with her weight, I'm sure her doctor would have told her and she would have done something about it by now. So I'm just going to leave that there. And then, like, guys, the whole Kobe Bryant dying. Oh, my God. Guys, when I found out that Kobe Bryant and his daughter died, I bawled my eyes out for like an hour. I was like, are you serious? Like, that's heartbreaking. This man was like somebody, when I was growing up, me and my dad would always watch basketball. We always, he loved the Lakers. And he went on and got me this Kobe Bryant jersey. And I was just like, oh. And so as I got older, I was like, Dad, you can have this jersey. And I gave it to him. And now I'm like, I should have kept my jersey because I can't even believe that happened. Yeah, I was heartbroken. I feel so bad for his wife, Vanessa, and the kids. Like, to lose your husband and daughter, it's just, I know it's hard on her. And I felt like people were making comments, and she put up a picture and just thanked everybody. Like, she didn't write that, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what does it matter? This woman just lost her husband and kid. Why does it matter if she wrote the description in her on her Instagram picture or not about her husband and child? Like, just, seriously? Y'all have nothing better to do. Y'all worrying about that. Meanwhile, this man is dead and his daughter's gone too. Like, seriously? I feel like people gotta do better on Instagram. They really gotta do better. I mean, do better. Be better. Just, I don't even know. And then I was reading about Taylor Swift when she came out and did an interview talking about how she had an eating disorder. And I was like, wow. I've always thought Taylor Swift was pretty. I always loved when she had that net, when her hair was like really long when she first came out. And she had, oh, I forgot, what's the first song she had? Well, she had the guitar and she had that long, pretty green dress. Lordy, can't think of the name of the song, but I love Taylor Swift. Like, love her music. Keep it on my phone. I still listen to it to this day. Like, I love her music. Love her videos. She just, I love the fact that she writes her own songs and all this stuff. But I feel really bad that in the world that we live in, she had to feel like she wasn't good enough when she wasn't eating. And I'm like, Taylor Swift, honestly, I think she has a beautiful body. I think she's a beautiful person. So I don't know why she felt that way, but society will just mess you up. They're always on women about their weight. Either you're too big, you're too skinny, you're just never going to be good enough in this world. So you just got to learn to love yourself. It's crazy. And I just, yeah. So those are some. And then Wendy Williams. Not her, but they were talking about, not her, but I'm going to get into her. But they were talking about Beyonce and Jay-Z, how they didn't stand up at the national anthem. I kind of feel like it's not that deep. I understand that we all should stand and cross our hearts because, you know, didn't we do that in school? I think you had to put the hand over your heart and you had to do, I pledge allegiance. Is that what it is? No. Yeah, whatever. Something like that. Either way, she didn't stand up for the national anthem. Everybody flipped out. It's not that deep, people. Relax. It's not like she's going to get struck down by lightning. I don't know why Colin Kaepernick or whatever, Kaepernick had to comment about Jay-Z. Like, why do y'all have this beef? Please, Kaepernick, sit down. We get it. You ran for the NFL. You didn't make it. We feel bad for you. I do. I really do. But I'm not being sarcastic. But get over it and leave Jay-Z the hell alone. That man has done nothing to you. Why are you mad? Stop. On top of that, it's like it doesn't even look good to have two black men beefing over something stupid. So it's crazy. It's all this beef, all this sitting down, and people just getting in Beyonce's comments and being nasty. It's really not that serious. Y'all need to relax. And honestly, last but not least, if you watch reality TV shows, don't go to the people's pages that's on those shows and make them feel bad or be rude. it's a reality TV, okay? Some of it's scripted, some of it's not. It's just TV. It's not that deep. Don't grow up. That's all I got to say. That's my news for you guys slash hot topic. I'm sorry I just went kind of all over the place, but in the end, I just wanted to pep you guys up. I didn't want to keep being all negative and crybaby-like. So anyway, I'm at Target. I'm about to go in and get some Valentine's Day stuff. And honestly, I probably won't get anything for my boyfriend because I don't even know what he's saying right now. So, yeah, I'm going to go get some V-Day stuff for my parents and my daughter and just call it a day. So, it is what it is. All right, guys. Peace and love. I'm out. I'll talk to you soon.